friend. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. Uleschus Ilui Nishmas, Chaver of Mordechai Tzvi, Ben Rabban Menachem. Uleschus Yedid Nafshi, Rab Rav Chaim Shrek Shlita. Ulili Nishmas, Rab Chaim Tzvi, Ben Eliyahu. Maris Esther Bas Rab Shmuel, Maris Chan Rab Tzigron, Maris Alta Chan Rab Tzmeir Zev, Rishmuel Pinchas Ben Yaakov Tzvi, Rab Alexander Ben Rab Zusha, Rab Alexander Zusha Ben Rab Yosef, and Leschus Riosef Tzvi, Ben Maris Hena Miriam, Leschus Rab Aram, Maris Hena Miriam, Leschus Naomi Sara, Bas, Maris Hena Miriam. We're going to be discussing the sugya of Matana Almanas Lahachzir. In Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Reish Mem Aleph, Seif Zayin, it says, "Hanosein Matana Amanas Lahachzir, etc. Havia Matana Lizman Kotzuv." If somebody gives a Matana Amanas Lahachzir, this is considered a Matana, for a gift for a limited amount of time. So it only counts as a gift for this limited amount of time if he gives it back at the appointed time. But if he doesn't return it, then the whole all bets off. The whole matana is off, and it doesn't count as a matana. It's provided in the condition that he gives it back on time. The ketzais and Simon Reish Mem Aleph Sifkat Dalid brings the rush from Sukkah Mem Aleph Amid Beis that Hanosein Matana Amanas Lahachzir Tzarech Lachzer V'Lahaknoso Lanosein. If someone gives a Matana Amanas Lahachzir, he has to return it to the giver with a Maisa Kinyan, and he also brings from the Ritva and Kedushin that Hamakabel Tzarech Lachzor Laknoso V'Haknoe Gemure Kishar Haknos. The Makabel has to be makanit with a complete Hakna, like other Haknos. It doesn't automatically go back to the original owner. There has to be a Maisa Kinyan. However, the Ketzos brings from the Tshuvas HaRosh Klal Lamed Hei Seif Beis Simen Beis, who cites the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, that if you have a Matana Manas Lahachzir, it is a Kinyan Haguf L'Shah. Can you have a Zazach? Can you have a Kinyan Haguf L'Shah? So Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen Tzedek claims that you can. It's a Kinyan Haguf L'Shah. And we thus have a Machlokas here, a basic Machlokas, whether there needs to be a Maisa Kinyan when returning it to the original owner. The Rosh and the Ritva holds that you need a Maisa Kinyan. However, Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek holds no. It's a Kinyan Haguf L'Shah, and then you just give it back. You don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan. You give it back. The Ketzos writes that B'matal Manas L'Hachzir, it's like we find in Bava Basra on page 137a, if someone says that Esrog Zeh Nasun L'cha B'matana V'acharecha L'ploni, what's the din that he's Yotze? Let's see inside in the Gemara for a moment. Darash Rav Nachman Bar Yitzcha Bar Rav Chisda, if someone gives this to his friend, Esrog Zeh Nasun L'cha B'matana, I'm giving you this Esrog as a gift, V'acharecha, and after you die, it's going to go to Ploni. And then he takes this esrog, he's yotze. So we've come to the machlokas of Rebbe and Rashi ben Gamliel. According to Rebbe, that kinyan haperis, kinyan peris, is not kinyan haguf. He's not yotze, because he only has kinyan peris, and thus it's not considered his. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that Kenyan Peres is Kenyan Aguf, he's Yotze. Why? Because it's considered his. Says the Gemara, no. Masker of Nachum by Yitzchak Adkan lo pligi Rabbi Rosh Shimon Gamliel Hosom. Ella the Marisover Kenyan Peres Kenyan Agufta Marisover Kenyan Res Lav Kenyan Agufta. Their whole machlokas between Rabbi and Rosh Shimon Gamliel Lagabi Kenyan Aguf is that one of them holds Kenyan Peres Lavka Kenyan Agufta. In other words, Rabbi. Rabbi holds is not Kenyan Aguf. So that's when you're talking about Kenyan Peres. But Elohacha, by an Esrig, where Yitzhiyeh de Chova, is only if it's really his, if it's really shelo, imafik lo nafik be, imepak lo nafik be, lamay avinele. If he's not yotze, then why did he give it to him? What was the point of giving it to him? Rashi, di mefik lo nafik, rishon, l'rebi lamay avinele. The first one wasn't Yotze, according to Rebbe. What did he give it him for? Shireim bo peris acheris. He has no other peris. He has no other benefit from this except to be Yotze. And aguf eni ochol limkor, belechol. He only gave it to do mekai mitzis netila. Can't sell it. Belechem karinan be. Dein l'sheni koch bo kol zman shorel lezeh rishon latispo. Lacharecha kama. So he says to him that this is, he says that even in Quran, this is the Rashbam speaking. The Rashbam explains the Gemara that, of course, he gave it to him to be Yotze. So everybody holds he's giving it to him to be Yotze, that it should actually be Shalom. So back to the Ktzos, that Matanam Naslahachzir is like we find in Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Zayin, where somebody says, this Esrog is given to you as a Matana. And then afterwards to Ploni, and the first guy who takes it is Yotze. Because if he didn't give it him to be Yotze, what did he give it him for? Vachinami, says the Ktos, Benosin lo Esrog b'matanam anas lahachzir. If he gives him an Esrog as a matanam anas lahachzir, it's like saying, this Esrog is given to you, l'sha, temporarily, and then acharecha la'atzmi, and then I'm taking it. So the makabel is kone, the guf. And the Tanai al Menashe Tachzireuli is only that if he would say V'achar Shol La'atzmi, Habalaydina De'acharecha, it would like be Dina V'acharecha, that when you give it to somebody, when you give somebody Nechasim and then you say afterwards it goes to Ploni, the first guy could do whatever he wants with it. He could sell it, he could eat it. But that's why he has to make this Tanai, in order that you should get, even though it's only a Kenyan Lisha, but it's a Kenyan Haguf Lisha, and he makes this Tanai, to ensure that he doesn't sell it in the meantime. So it's also saying that the Guf HaMatan is only Lisha. And you could do that. You could give a guf l'shah, and you say almanas shetachzireuli, so he doesn't do any funny stuff in the meantime, and sell it or eat it or something. But there is such a thing as a matana l'shah. The other rishonim held no. When you're giving it for good, and therefore there has to be a ma'aseh kinyan when you give it back. But according to the Victor Cohen Tzedek and the Ktzos brings his support, no. You can have a Kenyan Lisha. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon Rav Nosson Zatzal is Laharis Nosson in the 12th volume in Siman Kuf Lamed. He notes the Chedushei Aran in Gittin. in the name of the Ra'ah, that if someone gives karka lachavero gufu peretz liyom echad, the makabel is zoch in the karka liolam. Because we see in the Gemara the notion of kevin de paska paska, that you can't divorce a woman for a day. You say to her, Martha, today we're divorced. Tomorrow we're married again. No. Kevin de paska paska. Once they call it today to cut bait. Once he cuts bait, the bait is get cut. That's it. Kevin de paska paska. So, Huadin says the Ran in the name of the Ra'ah, that if someone's noisin karka lechaver gufa peres lehem echod, this is forever, because kevin de paska paska. So writes the Ritva there, noisin karka lechaver or peres lehem echod, a karka shel leolam, kevin shen isroikin amimenu shel achas. Once it was emptied away out from him for one moment, that's it. He's zocha for good. And if so, so that's the Ran and the Ritva. If so, if we say the matanamas lahachzir, is that you're giving the guf l'shah, and then afterwards it's automatically coming to me, what coming back to me? Why don't we say kevin de paska paska? We should say kevin de paska paska kevin shiatzim reshus v'shalachas. It never goes back. If it's really a kinyan aguf l'shah, then what's the whole vort of then how why does he have to give it back? Kevin de paska paska. And the avne miluim simen chof ches sof simen kuf nun gimel sof sif katan kuf nun sof sif katan nun gimel. He comments that according to the svar of the Ra'ah, we can never have imotana manas lahachzir begufu peris l'sha kevin de paska paska. He just notes there's a Ran in the Nedarim who argues with the svar of the Ra'ah and the Ritva. This is discussed by Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Tziunim L'Torah and Klal Lamites on page 56b. So that's the question. The question is, how come if you're holding that you can have a kinyan haguf l'shah, how come it doesn't just last forever? Kevin de paska paska. It can't be l'shah. Can't you say it automatically goes back? He's kevin de paska paska. Once it was, he lost ownership. We discussed this incidentally in our Shiurim on Talmudic methodology. Very interesting in Yanim. So, Rabbeinu Nosson answers that the Ra'ah and the Ritva's vort of Kevin de Paska Paska is only when he gives the karka l'sha b'li shum shiur. That's the Yisod HaDvar. He gives the karka temporarily and he leaves over nothing. Because they learn this from the get, nasan la get, and he says, listen, today you're not my wife, and tomorrow you're my wife. It's not going to be gerushin. No, kevin de paska paska. Because he wasn't mishayir for himself, any shiur. He didn't leave anything over for himself. So it is srokna reshusa shalabala gamre, kevin de paska paska. That's it, the reshus of the Baal is completely emptied out and she's gone. See you later. The fat lady has officially sung. It's over. And so too b'matana, that when he gives a karka lechaver or gufa peres l'amechad without any shiur, without any tanai, there we say kevin de paska paska, because nisrok le'legamre reshus shel anosei. There we say once it was cut off, it was cut off. That's when he gives it as a temporary gift for Yom Echad, Gufa Peres Yom Echad. There we say Kevin de Paska Paska. But if you give him a Tana Manas Lahachzir, where he makes it Tznai, there should be a Shiur, there should be something left over, meaning it's not a complete matana. Because if the makabel sells it and he doesn't give it back, but la matana la mafreya, there we don't say kevin de paska paska, because we can't, once it was broken, it was broken, once it was sold, it was sold. Because we can't say shenisrokna reshuso shel habaal, that the reshus of the baal was emptied out into the the owner gave it away completely, because he still has a schus in the object that he gave bimatana, that it has to be returned to him, because the kabel is obligated to return it. So it has a shiur, it has something left over. It's not a complete transaction. It's not an absolute. So ad kan lo kosu aktsayis v'rabbeinu avigdor koin tzedek. When do they say that you can have kinyan aguf l'shah? They say that the makabel doesn't have to make a kinyan and give it back to the nosein, because automatically the matana goes back to him, because he only gave it to him l'shah, and after the zman matana goes back automatically, not like the Rosh and the Ritva, that he have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. And that's the machlokas rishonim. Do you have to do a ma'aseh kinyan in return? Ketzos Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen say you do. Not, because it's going to go back automatically. The Rosh and the Ritva say, no, it's not going back automatically. You have to actually make a ma'aseh kinyan in return. But al koponim, he has to return the matana, because that was part of the tanai. There's a shiur in the matana. There's something left over in the matana. It's not an absolute matana. It's not a complete matana. Can't sell it. So it emerges that if you don't return the matana before to the nosein, it's going to be batel mafreya. Like Rashi says in Sukkah, on page 41b, b'matana manas lahachzir, that if he doesn't give it back, it's gezel mafreya. There we don't say kevin de pasa paska paska, because the nosein is mishayir for himself rights in the matana, because the makabel has to give it back to him. And that's clear. And now we're wondering about the Avne Miluim. The Avne Miluim says that according to the Svar of the Ra'ah, we can't have matana manas lahachzir begufu peris l'shah, because we would have to say kevin de paska paska. The answer is no. You have such a thing as gufu peris l'shah when there's a shiur in the matana. If you make a tanai al manas lahachzir. And the Ran and the Ritva were talking about a case where there's no shiur in the matana. He gives it liyom echad, kevin de paska paska. But if there's a shiur in the matana, we don't say kevin de paska paska. Tshuvis of the Chassam Sofer in Choshen Mishpat Kuflam Simit Kuflam at Aleph, he brings in the name of Hagon Rav Bunim Eger, who asked, why by an Esrog, when he gives it a matana nas lahachzir, is the person who gave it to Yotze, and it's considered lachem, it's considered his, even though he has to give it back, and therefore all he really has is kinyan peiris. He has the rights to use it, but it's not actually his. Whereas we find in Gittin, on page 48a, in Sof Perak HaShaleach, it says that Laman Deomer Kenyan Paris Lav Kenyan Aguf Dami, that Kenyan Paris aren't considered Kenyan Aguf. He can't bring Bikurim from a state, Miknach, Ozeres B'Yovel, from a field that he bought that's returning at the Yovel. Because you can't say the land that you gave me, it's not his land. Umayshna esrog, mi bikurim. Mayshna esrog, that esrog you have to return, and it's considered lachem. Mashain Kane, the Heilige Admas Eretz Yisrael, that's not considered Lachem. In Admas Eretz Yisrael, if you have to return it at the Yovel, you can't read the Parsha of Bikurim, of the land that you gave me, because it's not considered your land. So you have to return it at the Jubilee year. So why then is an Esrog that you have to return? Why is that yes considered yours? That's the Kasha of Rav Bunim Eger. However, based on what the Ktos writes, that by Esrig, you can give the Guf L'Shah, you can give a temporary gift. Even L'Gufo, you're giving it as a gift, not just Kenyan Paris, but you're giving the Guf L'Shah, and then it goes back. And he proves this from Bava Basra, 137b, 137a and b, where he says that this Esrog is given to you as a Matana, an Acharecha Laploni, and the first guy who takes it is Yotze. Even according to Rebbe, who holds that Kinyan Peris is not Kikinyan Aguf, because Hachi Mefak Lo Nafik Bey, the Mayavanile, if not to be Yotze, what did he give it to him for? To look at it, to dance around it. In other words, even though Rebbe holds that normally Acharecha Laploni, he's only giving the first guy Peris, nevertheless, by an Esrog, he's moida that he's giving him the goof, not just the usage, but the actual goof. Otherwise, he's not Yotzei, since he gave him the goof Lizman, it's considered Lachem. That's what the Ktos asserts. And it's considered Lachem, because what's he otherwise, based on the Gemara, what's he giving it him for? Even according to Rebbe, normally he's not giving him the goof, because Ping Kinyan Paris is Lavka Kinyan Aguf. But here, it's Kikinyan Aguf, because why else is he giving it to him if not to be Yotze? So based on this, for Enfer Tekashe of Rav Bunim Eger, that by his stem miknach ozeres b'yoivol, he can't say Adam Asher Nasata li l'man Adam Rekinyan Peres is lav Kikinyan Aguf, because over there, all there is Kinyan Peres, since he gave it to him only this man. But if someone gives him a ton on Esrog, as a maton on Aslachzer, he's giving it to him l'gufo. It's considered lachem. In other words, what's pshat in this gift? When you're giving somebody land, so you're giving them Kenyan Paris. Kenyan Paris, not Kenyan Aguf. If you're only giving to them temporarily, and here it's there, it's only temporary because it's Yovel. But when you're giving somebody an Esrog, it's clear he's giving him the goof. Why is he giving him the goof? Because why else is he giving him the Esrog? Avadi's giving him the goof. In the Shita Mekubetzes, in Bava Basra, he explains that it says he mefak lo nafik bay lemaya v'niyale da'al korchecha kevon the nafik bay harei niskavin lahaklas lo kinyan aguf di lavachi lo karina be'lechem. That was his kavana. In other words, he's interpreting the words of the Gemara. If not to be yotze, why did he give it to him? And that means he must be giving him kinyan aguf. And that's the svar of the Ktos, that he's giving him a kinyan aguf l'shah in order to be yotze. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, Rav Osei. Please take my word for it. A velt more to talk about. And I just ask that you stay tuned, especially talking about the opinion of Esrog and Lachem. I have some amazing stuff that I would like to share, some beautiful Torah. And thank you so much for listening. And we should be Zeuche. Lilmodu Lulame Lishma Velas Lakaim is called Divrei Salma Tarasu Biahava. And to remember that after all is said and done, Sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.